Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano, and I am here with our resident astrologer, my friend, Christina Luna, because we're here with another transit episode for you. The month of May is upon us. This will be airing just 2 days before May starts, and we're going to kick May into gear by letting you know what we have in store. Christina and I are going to share how we're looking at May and what's happening in the cosmos, what we're all going to be feeling. And some of the themes this show is about practical uses for spiritual tools. How can you take these themes and be more empowered to walk through your month of May? So to start off, just letting you guys know, if you want to download the Human Design calendar for the transits for this month, just DM me the word transits on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. And you can download it right there. We'll send it to you. So, Christina, welcome.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I feel so grateful to be back here. Thanks for having me back.
I'm so happy that you are here. It's not the same without you. And I really do mean that. I did one by myself and I was like, I really miss our conversation because this is just a much more fun. Some things like I'm teaching, I'm giving people like this is what something means or my perspective on it. But the transits really, I think there's a huge benefit to adding the astrological aspect and just having another opinion in here of what we're seeing going forward. So how are you feeling? We've gone through two eclipses now. We are into, I can't believe it's May. Like we're already into the second quarter of the year. Crazy. How are you feeling after all the things?
I will say that right now I am feeling incredible. I'm feeling like I've gone through a valley and come out on the other side and I'm feeling refreshed. I can tell you I really surrendered this year to my instincts. I really surrendered to the desire to go deep into myself, to retreat, to go into a cave. I feel there's so much fertile soil down in the depths, and it doesn't feel great when I'm going through it. But I knew that on the other side of this deep, dark hole that I felt like I was in, that it would be fruitful and bloom, just like all of the plants bloom in the spring, just like what we're seeing now. And I'm definitely in that blooming phase right now. So it feels really good to be back.
I feel the same way. And I had the deep, dark stuff. I had that more last year. The end of last year, I really felt like I was moving through some thick stuff that I had to go and really look at what was happening in me. And I hope that people listening are realizing that all of these things are seasons. And I love these episodes because it's gotten me very focused on the transits in the sense of reminding me every time we do one of these episodes. I mean, I'm reminded every week because in the lab, every week I give them stuff on what transit gate that we're in. So I've had so much focus on this and it's helped me so much in giving me a tool in those introspective moments where I have to go deep and I have to surrender. It gives me direction for what to ponder or what to ask questions, to ask better questions of myself so that I could see what's happening with me. And I feel like that work allowed me to go through. I know a lot of people had like crazy eclipse energy and I really felt pretty darn good through the whole thing with the eclipses for the most part. I didn't feel awful. I was tired. I don't say that I slept well. But I really felt like I was saying to you before we started the call, I feel like something was left behind and that something was shed. There was some chapters that closed. There were some things that I'm no longer carrying that maybe intellectually I thought I had gotten rid of a long time ago. And now I know what they feel like when they're gone. And to me, that's what I always feel like whenever I level up in some way, I know I'm different now. And it's such a reaffirming feeling of the work that we do. Because I think we could get discouraged because when you're in the thick, when you're in the depths of it, it is not fun. It is not easy. But I've never had a time where I didn't come out of that feeling like you do now, that blooming of what I'm capable of now, the joy, the heights that I can reach now that I'm no longer carrying the heavy stuff or I've worked through those heavy things is just worth it every single time.
Yeah, we could even relate this to a seed, right? A seed is an end result of a whole growth cycle from the parent tree that it came from. And it has to go deep into the earth and have a certain level of moisture and darkness, and which is like emotion and confusion, in order to feel that internal compulsion to break out of the shell of that seed and make its way to the light. And sometimes airy season can kind of feel that way. And for me, especially for some people, I'm sure their recipe lends a little bit more to that compulsion to dig deep and get out of your shell to shed a previous identity so that you could become something new. And so the seed is now becoming something brand new. It's no longer a seed. It is now a new incarnation for the next growth cycle. And in so many ways, I could relate to that. And it's disorienting because sometimes when we shed parts of our identity, we don't really know what is going to come forward through the next cycle. But Taurus season is perfect for helping to clarify all of that. It feels so good to be an earth sign now where we get to have some tangible evidence of all the things that we're investing in, that we're putting our resources into, that we have the time and energy for. I'm definitely feeling all this earth energy right now, and I'd love to talk more about how we can use this earth energy moving forward.
We're two happy Virgos right now. We're both like, oh, give me all of the grounding energy. So let's talk about that. Give us a little highlight of how are you looking at Taurus season, and what does that even mean to somebody who doesn't know?
First of all, Taurus is the second part of a manifesting cycle. It is the maintenance part of a manifesting cycle. So let's look at Aries just for a moment before we talk about Taurus. Aries is the initiating force. And an example of this could be, what if in Aries season, you decide you're going to initiate a new like physical health ritual? Maybe you're starting a workout routine. Maybe you're starting some new habits, maybe new habits in your workflow. So we initiate all of these changes in Aries season. And in Taurus season, we're maintaining those changes over time to see if they can grow legs. Maybe we made adjustments to our team. Maybe we've made adjustments to our diet. Whatever those adjustments were in Aries season, now we get to stick to them. We get to create habits around them. We've got to sustain them for a period of time of at least 4 weeks, at least a moon cycle. And if we stick with them for that full period of time during Taurus season, we can actually make new neural pathways that will change the way that we move, behave, and think. And then the habit is no longer something that we're trying to maintain. It becomes a fixed experience in our life. And that's what Taurus season is designed to do. So it can sometimes feel like monotonous work, doing something habitually, having consistency, showing up, making sure that you stick to it. The theme that I channeled for Taurus season and for May was about staying in the game now that you've made the adjustments. Can you hold that new standard that you've set for yourself throughout the month of May? And so it can feel a little bit boring because we're not introducing all kinds of novelty. But honestly, after the month that we had in April, I think all of us are ready for some stability and less surprises, a little bit less novelty.
Less shock. Yeah. I feel all of that. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about right on the back of what you're saying about Taurus season is in the month of May, we move into the next quarter, which the human design wheel is broken up into quarters. And the first quarter is all about thinking and ideas and putting those things out in the world. It's called the quarter of initiation. And basically what it's doing is it's about the ideas, the big thoughts, the next thing is coming in that section. And now we're moving into the quarter of civilization, which the quarter of civilization is about, this is where the rubber meets the road. Now we've got to see, can we make this happen? It's where infrastructure comes in. It's where planning comes in. Now let's see if we can make this into something. Quarter of civilization is about quote unquote manifesting. And the themes of this month are very much centered around that because this quarter has all the gates of the throat center. May is not 100% throat, but it is mostly throat. And the throat center is the center of manifestation in human design. And by manifestation, we don't mean good thoughts. Manifestation is about bringing into form, bringing it from the thought in the first quarter of the year. Now let's bring it into the earth. Let's bring it into the grounding. Let's actually realize it and materialize it. And I feel that intellectually, I see it in the chart. I see it here, but it's also my energy. That's exactly what it wants to do right now. And I think that's so interesting. If you can start to observe that, what we're talking about, how is it already happening? It's not something you have to make happen. It's happening. Can you surrender to it? And can you use that energy, and you use it by surrendering to it? You use it by not fighting what's happening and observing what's happening to you. For me, I'm very naturally going into this phase of getting more detailed with our plan, more focused. We start off the month of May with gate two, which is what kicks off this quarter. Gate two is the gate of direction. It is the gate of, I know where I'm going. It is in the G center. It is about, I know, that inner knowing of this is the way. And I love that this month starts off with it. I love that this quarter starts off with it. It's part of the channel of the beat, which is the 214, which is the fuel that fuels our direction. If you have that whole channel, it's like an arrow. It's the back of the arrow being pulled and you point it in the direction. And it's about you knowing your own direction so that your arrow goes straight and on course. And I'm so in that energy right now, even though it's not here yet, I'm being pulled that way. It's like my energy knows this is coming and I'm having fun with it, not forcing it. It just feels really right. I don't know if that resonates at all for you or if you're feeling the same things, but I just find this stuff so fascinating, how it's already there.
Yeah, I love hearing the angle that you're looking at this from with human design, because I can totally see how that energy is actually a really similar energy to what I'm seeing with the astrology. With the astrology in the first week of May, we are starting out with the Six of Pentacles, and this is about understanding which parts of our life need more attention and which ones need less. So it's about having an actual tangible assessment of how you're going to reallocate your resources and your attention. And the month actually starts out with a bit of a squaring energy between the version of us that is receptive to our natural environment and the version of us that knows that the fine tuning that we're doing right now is bringing in a whole new era for us. So there's a lot of assessment energy happening here. Let's get very clear and let's take decisive action. Let's see what needs to be done and let's just do it.
I love that you even use the word receptive, because that is what gate two is about. It is about being receptive to the inner knowing. It's not receptive to all the outside. It's receptive to your own intuition and knowing that I'll know where I'm going without having to think so much about it. The plans have been laid. The ideas are out there. Now it's just about being receptive to what is correct for me. And I'll know that internally. So I love that you used that word. It felt very appropriate for that conversation. Let's talk about the rest of the month and talk about what else we're feeling and seeing coming over for us. So we have that theme of bringing those big ideas, the sparks that were lit, and now see if we can keep the fire going and what are the right pieces for that fire. What is really going to have, because to me, it's so much about, I use that word infrastructure, because infrastructure is what allows something to work continuously. It's not just I built it. It's I built it well. There's enough core and foundation there that this is right. It's an investment of the energy and the time and the planning and the resources. So I love that. And I feel like that's what I'm taking away from this month. So I'm curious, how are you seeing the rest of the month shaping up? Is that a theme that you feel carries for you too?
Absolutely. Even if we looked specifically at the weeks as they go through May, the second week of May is all about the Seven of Pentacles. And that shows a person who has invested a lot. They've done the work and now they're watching and waiting for the fruits of their labor to come to full ripeness. They're just watching and waiting and trusting and knowing that they have put in the appropriate amount of energy and focus. So it's less about toil and more about trusting that that investment is coming to fruition. And then the Eight of Pentacles is, now that that harvest is ready, how am I going to prepare this harvest for the market? And so there's a little bit of understanding that even when our fruit have come to ripeness, there's a little bit more work that needs to be done to bring it into a deliverable for the marketplace or for our life to devour. And so the sensation I have is, you know how people talk about mining for gold? And when you begin digging for gold, you're fairly certain there might be gold where you're digging, but it's sort of an act of trust. And you methodically dig and dig and dig and trust and trust and trust. And sometimes when you're about 3 feet away from the gold, you can get this little bit of fear that maybe you're digging in the wrong direction, or maybe you put in a lot of work and you're not really sure if it's going to pay off. But this is a month where we are assured and we continue digging that last 3 feet. And the thing that's crazy is that when you actually hit the gold, the digging doesn't stop. In fact, the digging just changes into a different type of digging, right? You're methodically digging until you hit the gold. When you hit the gold, all of a sudden you're clawing at the dirt because you're so excited because you've hit that personal gold for you. And I feel like May is that kind of month where you just keep going. And then, yes, it's like, Eureka, I did it. Yes, this is it. And I think that's going to herald in a bit of a change for the last 2 weeks of May. I think May is going to transition to a much more energized, excited moment for us because we have Jupiter moving into Gemini as well as the Sun and as well as Venus. We've got all of these excited, beneficial planets moving into the sign of Gemini, which is going to expand the energy and the excitement and the mental stimulation the same way it would feel if you suddenly struck gold.
I love that. Well, Taurus is known for being kind of stubborn, right? The bull.
I think they're considered stubborn just because they're willing to stick with something for the long haul.
Like digging for gold and just not giving up. And like that good stubborn of just being committed and being like, nope, I know where I'm going. We're on our way. I trust that it's here. I trust that there's gold under here. And I feel that, and kind of what you were talking about, just in the context of human design, second week we go into gate 23, which is big, bold energy of really sharing insights and really having a lot of trust in your own knowing, not about your direction, about your insights, about what you know. It is connected to the gate of insights. It's called assimilation, which is not a great word to help you understand what it really means. But it's about being able to speak insights. It's about being able to articulate what you know, and that spontaneous way that insights can come out, really having a deep connection to, I just know. So there's a lot of that intuition coming in. And then we shift over in the third week, we get to gate 8, which is about contribution, which is about lifting other people up, which is about looking around and saying, who can I help? And maybe who can help me? It's about also articulating your individuality. I feel like it's like a personal blooming of really trusting yourself and then being able to act on that trust and really feeling empowered to do that. Some months I see the changes and I'm like, we're going to have this energy and then maybe it's going to drop. And this month feels very smooth and exciting, like you were saying. Even in those last 2 weeks of the month, we hit into gate 20, which is the gate of being ready. That's how I look at it. It's the one that's ready to spontaneously act and just say, I'm going now. But also beware of being impatient. That's the one shift there. Gate 20, if there's a pitfall, it's this gate above all other gates in my experience. This is not a textbook thing. This is just what I have noticed. I've worked with a lot of people with gate 20 in their chart in prominent places. And the biggest thing with those people is that they become really impatient with their own pace, with their own process. I want it now. I want it yesterday. Don't care how, I want it now, to their detriment. Because really what you need to do is settle into, you will be ready. And when you are ready, you will move without effort. You will move and it will come to you probably in a different way than you forcing it. Beware of the force. Beware of pushing at that stage. And then the end of the month is known as a gate of skills, but you brought up excitement. It's literally called the gate of enthusiasm, which is really just about being so jazzed about the thing that you're doing. And if you look at the whole energy of it, it's really about when you're excited about something, you can't help but share it. And if there's preparation in those last 2 weeks, if I string these together and give some sort of idea for it, it's be patient. Don't push. When you are surrendered to that, the excitement is going to be there. Let the excitement carry you rather than your own impatience and your own timeline. Can you surrender to the timeline and trust that the methodical work that you're putting in? Now it's not just a foundation. The idea has been there for a while. You've put some things into motion, but now let's lay the real infrastructure so that things can be sustainable. So that things can not just work right now. Can you use this energy to say, what am I building that I want to last? And can you trust the knowing of what's really meant to last? Can you surrender to your idea of how it was supposed to be and instead surrender your idea of what it was supposed to be and surrender to the idea that I will just know and to trust and build what feels right and allow that to serve you? And then by letting go of that, let the excitement carry you. Those are all the themes that I feel very much brewing in me. And then I looked at this month to prepare for this and I was like, oh, all of that is where my mind and my energy wants to go. So I feel like May is going to be a good month. I'm excited for it. It feels energizing.
I am very excited about it too. And you said it so elegantly, everything that you just said. I was thinking about the gold, how you get that sensation where you want to rush and then you want to go out and share this bubble of bliss or this discovery before you're really ready to. So just be patient. If it's yours, it will not pass you by. You can rest in the security of knowing that you worked hard. We've done the work. We've shown up to our life. We've rested and relaxed into faith. We've trusted our own ability to show up for ourselves and for the things that we care about in the world. There's some kind of assuredness that it feels we're being granted in the month of May. Like, here you are. You've done it. Congratulations, you're here. And now just be with the process of that.
Yeah. And it's funny because all of the gates, everything we talk about in astrology, these are universal human lessons. That's why they're powerful to go through. And if you go through them every year and you start paying attention to this stuff, it starts to change who you are, which changes your life. And when I think about that impatience part, and I'm not even telling people to build one thing. I'm just telling you to build with purpose and not out of impatience or not building something because you think you need to do a million things and you've got too many things. If anything, is this energy and this month calling you to focus a bit more? And one of the things that's interesting, that end gate, the end of the month ends on gate 16, which is that gate of enthusiasm, skills. The opposite. So when the sun is in one gate, the earth is in its opposite. So it grounds it. You get that polarity. Gate 16, the polarity is gate 9, which is the gate of details, which is a gate of focus and concentration. And if anything, are you allowing yourself to focus? And notice if you're not. Notice if anything that we're mentioning for this month, you may feel too scattered to do. I feel like this month calls you to focus your energy and to build something, when I think about the last 2 weeks, like the gate 20 of readiness and that shadow of impatience, I know that even 2 years ago, if I were hearing this, it's the work I have done that's allowing me to see this and be like, oh, I can use this. It's not that I know what gate 20 is. It's that I know what the difference between me being impatient and me being patient are, and how being grounded in my energy is what allows me to build something that lasts, that allows me to focus my energy so that I can actually get results and move the needle with something, rather than feeling like I need to be busy all the time and be in my shadows of that. I love these lessons that we get from the transits, from being curious about all of this stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I'm happy that you brought up those last two gates again, because I talked about the most aligned or efficient or maybe the most graceful way that we could use those last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks are actually the 9 and 10 of swords from a elemental perspective. And the 9 of swords is sometimes like waking up from the nightmare. And the relief of waking up from the nightmare is realizing that it was all in your head. The illusion that has been made up in our minds about what all of this is supposed to look like is actually just an illusion. And so that whole week from the 19th to the 25th, finally, we're waking up from this nightmare. We're waking up from some mental perspective that was never true to begin with. And finally, we're liberated from that. And the 10 of swords is the end of this mental anguish, the end of having to overthink all of this. So you could find yourself holding the tension of these, because some of us love the adrenaline of holding tension. And if that's the recipe that you enjoy, those last 2 weeks are going to be ripe for that. And if you have a recipe that wants to succumb or surrender or use the patience rather than use the energy of impatience, we can use either one and have different experiences. And there are different areas of our life where we're probably real cool, confident, and collected, and other areas where, well, it's a little harder for me to be patient about that, right? And so having that context before we enter into these arenas can help us to get this higher perspective and be like, is there some kind of nightmare I'm waking up from right now? Is there some kind of mental anguish I can put an end to right now and learn something from the process that I've been a part of for the last month?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's those chapters of the mental game closing too. I love what you brought up there, you know, waking up from the nightmare. And yeah, it was all a dream, because it is all in our heads, all of this. And can you just allow these things? I love the term that we use in human design. Can you be a screen, not a sponge? Can you allow things to flow through you where you feel them, you notice them, you observe them, but then you don't hold on to any of it. You don't put any meaning on it, because that's the choice that we have. What meaning do you put on these things, on the things that you feel, on the things that you do, on the stuff that you see? What meanings do you put on them? You are so affected by the meanings that you put on things, the stories you tell yourself about all the things. That's the only thing you have control over. You can't control what is happening. So I hope that this made everybody feel empowered and excited about May, because I'm really excited. We have a bunch of people that just joined my program that are coming into my world, and there's a lot of excited energy around everyone. I think there's a big opportunity for us to ride this wave of May and have some really solid stuff that comes out of it that supports us for the rest of the year ahead. That's how I'm looking at it. How does the work that we do in May, this is the tangible work. We were doing some inner work. We purged some stuff. Now that we've purged and we've moved on and we've energetically leveled up, hopefully if you did the work over the last several months, now the tangible results of that are you being able to apply yourself in a different and a new and a more focused way that can help you make the rest of the year a whole lot smoother. And then you can be focusing your energy on other things rather than trying to recreate the wheel or making things happen or going back to your big idea. There's so much opportunity here is my gut feeling.
Yeah. And speaking of the year as it unfolds, May is the earth sign where all of those processes and the manifestations begin that will come into a large harvest in September, the next time we have an earth sign. So thinking about the trajectory into September and also astrologically, Pluto is going to begin retrograding back toward Capricorn and entering Capricorn in September. So we're going to get another Pluto alignment, the very last Pluto alignment in Capricorn from September to November of this year. So whatever we're putting into place here in May, that is going to set the table, set the garden. It's going to set that foundation for the harvest of this final Capricornian haul. And it's the last haul for our lifetime. So it's really an ending of that type of harvest. And if you've had conversations with me in other spaces about what a Capricornian harvest is, it's pretty much what we've been used to for the last 16 years, where you can create a live launch, you can create a masterclass, you can enter people into the gifts and services that you provide through these sort of traditional routes. This is the last year that some of those traditional routes will work really well. We're changing into a whole new currency beyond this year. And we're all learning, we're all adjusting, all of us are learning this new currency. And that currency is about the somatic sensation of our body, our authenticity, the currency of our connections. I've discovered a lot of people have shared with me that they're finding things that are far more valuable than the currency of cash these days. There's something that's changing about the gravity of old currencies and the new currencies of presence, joy, pleasure, lightness, freedom from anxiety, a regulated nervous system. These are suddenly becoming so valuable. And so there's this massive shift happening, but we do have this tiny window of time where some of the old methods will still work into the fall. And so may as well set them up, continue to create connections beyond that, and understand that from 2025 and on, we're entering a whole new arena, which is something I definitely want to talk to you about that we had initially discussed when we first started talking, Nicole, about the changeover that happens in 2026. That's something I really want to talk about. But here we are still in 2024, and we just have a little bit of this more tried and tested methodologies available to us right now.
Yeah, we're all being called to something new. And yeah, we should do an episode on that. I think that would be really fun to talk about. I've talked a little bit about the 2027 shift in human design, but we're already feeling it. We're already feeling those changes. And I think that's what you're talking about, these shifts that are happening over time before the big shift comes. And I think that's why so many people are being called to this work. People are more interested in tools like astrology, human design, and nervous system regulation than ever before. That stuff all sounded crazy. Now everybody is into it to some degree and starting to see the validity in it, because I think we're all getting called to leading ourselves differently and really being called to new levels of our own individuality. So for another time. So be on the lookout. We're going to have a conversation about that in the coming weeks. You and I will work out a time. But in the meantime, anything you want to leave everybody with? I know we talked about a lot. I feel like we've summed up a lot. Is there a last word you'd like to leave the people with?
Just be there for the ride. Always now. My advice is always like, oh, don't even listen. Just feel it out.
I think what I would like to leave everybody with is trust yourself. Notice, be an observer of what's happening. Be real curious, not critical, and ride the wave. And if you want the calendar to know what's happening for this month, just DM me the word calendar on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official. And then if you want Christina's information, just DM me Christina, and we'll send you all her links and stuff if you want to keep in touch with her. She's on Instagram. We have all of her stuff linked up in the show notes as well. But if you want them sent to you, DM me Christina, and we will send it to you. All right, Christina, thank you. It's wonderful to have you back. These are not the same without you.
Thank you. I love being back. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for making it all the way to the end of this episode with us. We appreciate you more than you know. Thank you for being part of our family. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you become unshakable with human design, everybody. We'll see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to nicolelano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.